Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Tzadi Beis Omer Aleph. We're in the fifth volume of Mishneh Berurah, and Be'ezus Hashem, we're going to do Simen Tov Pei Vav today and start Simen Tov Pei Zayin. Simen Tov Pei Vav is interesting. It doesn't have a name to it. Almost all the Simonim have a short little name, and this little Simen deals with the halacha of what is a Kezayis, what is the shear of a Kezayis. And the Mechaber starts off Sif Aleph. Shear Kezayis, the amount of the food item or whatever it is that you're talking about in order to be Yotzi a mitzvah that has a kezayis as the shear. So, yesh omer dehevi kechatzi beitza. He brings down over here the opinion from Tosos and the Gemara in Chulin that the kezayis is half of the size of a kebeitza. The Mishneh Berurah in Sivkot and Aleph has a long discussion about this. The Mishneh Berurah begins and he says, beinonis, what type of beitza are we talking about? An average egg, im kli paso, with its shell around it. Now, Dirshu footnote number one brings down that in regards to eating on Yom Kippur, we have a different formulation. The amount that you're not allowed to eat is a koseves agasa, which is the amount that Chazal said is going to remove the inui, the affliction. And there it brings down that this is ma'at pachos mi beitza b'li klipos. It's a little bit less than a beitza without its shell. That's the opinion of the Dogel Mirvava. But the opinion over here of the Binyan Sion is it's Misharim the Beitza im Klipasa, that the Kosevis Hagasa is a little bit smaller than the Beitza with its Klipa. In regards to Netilas Yadayim, we have also, how do we figure out that it has to be a Beitza? It's the Beitza without the Klipa. So in different situations, we include the Klipa, we don't include the Klipa. In regards to Shear Klipas Beitza, how much is this? And Chazon Ish writes, it's almost impossible to figure this out. And he says, in letzamtzim emidos eliyesh losiv ma'at, when you're counting the klipa, it's very hard. So always add on enough extra that you can be sure that you're definitely yotze. And we'll see, there are major machlokas in over here in these sizes between the Chazon Ish and Rav Chaim Noah and others as well as to what these exact sizes are. Mishneh Berurah continues, says, V'das Rambam, we brought down, the Mechaber brought down Tosis's opinion. The Rambam says that a kezayis who is shlish, kishlish beitza, it's a third of a beitza. There's a major machlokas between Tosis and the Rambam. Dirshu footnote number two brings down for the Chazon Ish, Shev shalismo chadas Rambam, you can rely upon the smaller shear of the Rambam. And this is especially true, according to the opinion, says that we assume that our eggs have niskatnu, have gotten smaller, so we double all of these sizes. So for this size of the Rambam, it's really two-thirds of a kebeitza, says you can rely upon this. Mishneh Berurah continues, says, Ein in magen avraham the bir agro, mashu kosav the bazeh. This is, again, a very detailed discussion. Look in these other great poskim for their details. Ulin yadina, how do we paskin, the Mishneh Berurah says. So, b'mitzvah d'oraisa, in regards to anything that we're obligated to eat on a d'oraisa level, for example, could go b'mitzvah aseh d'achilas matzah. This is really the one mitzvah that we have today, achilas d'oraisa. So there, we should be machmir. Yesh l'achmir v'lecho, al kol ponim k'chatzi beitza. We should look for tosis ashita and eat the half of a kebeitza shear for kezayis. Vim lo shu chola, unless a person's a sick person, v'kashal lechol k'chatzi beitza, or he can't eat this half of kebeitza, then yochol ismach l'rabbam, at least biyotze, the one-third of a beitza, according to the Rambam. The issue footnote number three has a whole discussion. When you evaluate these amounts, do you include what you actually swallowed, or do you include the stuff that may get stuck in your teeth, the difference between false teeth and your regular teeth, ayin in the issue footnote number three. Now, Ulinyan Marar, however, in regards to Marar, which nowadays is only Midrabanon, Uchai Gavna, and all other things like that, Shehu Midrabanon, Yesh Lusmoch B'Dievet, Imachal Kishush Beitza. You can rely, at least B'Dievet, on the Rambam's smaller Shita, that it's a third of an egg. However, Ach L'Chatchila, but if you have the ability, L'Chatchila, Kim Shetzorach L'Varach L'Marar, since you're making a Brach Alechilas Marar, near Dein L'Hak was there, you should really rely upon Tosos. Ideally, you need a half a Kebeitza's were it to be Yotzei the Kezayis of Mara. The issue footnote number four brings down, Ein l'hokal l'smoch ha-shitas ha-rambam, using a third, Eliyesh l'achmin k'shitas ha-tosos, shehu chatzi kebeitza. That's what he's referring to. But, lav davka, that you have to follow for the Rabbanans, the Tzlach, the famous sheet of the Tzlach that we're going to read about soon, that you have to assume that all the Beitzim are today smaller and you double all the Shiorim. So he says, for a mitzvah Rabbanan, you don't have to necessarily follow both Tosos and the Tzlach and others who say that the shear would be two half beitzim, which would really be the size of a kebeitza if you want to fulfill the kezayis according to all the chumras. So that you don't have to go that far for a din derabbanan. Im lo shu adam cholish u'kashlo. But if a person is a weak person, then he doesn't even have to follow the idea that you should, for the Rabbanans, follow the more machmir opinion of Tosos, and certainly not the more machmir opinion of the Tzlach. And this situation, if somebody has difficulty, you can rely upon the medical opinion of the Rambam, certainly for the Rabban. We bench if we eat a kezayis of bread. Any bracha achrona, sofik brachos lahakel. So here, we should assume the larger shear because you're making a bracha, and if you only have the smaller shear, don't make a bracha achrona. And therefore, if you're making a bracha achrona, you should make sure that you have at least a half of kebetza. Therefore, it's preferable not to get involved in machlokas. Why take a chance? You should or you shouldn't. If you eat, let's say, between a third and a half of a kebetza, you're going to fall into this machlokas between Tosfos and Rambam. Do you or do you not make a bracha achrona? So he says, very good advice is, make sure you eat more than a half of kebetza. Or make sure you eat well less than a third of a kebetza. And this way, you definitely don't have to make a bracha achrona if you eat less than a third of a kebetza. And you definitely do have to make a bracha achrona if you eat more than a half of a kebetza. This is the simplest answer. He brings down the name of the Prima Garden. But the Mishnah Berurah himself says, L'anias dati nir donochel chachilu shiochal kebetza pas, that when you're trying to fulfill this mitzvah, you should definitely try to eat a kebetza's worth of pas, and not rely upon the half a kebetza of a kezayis, because the lav hachi yesh chashash bracha levatola bracha shiberach mitchila al natina leza poskim. Because forgetting the bracha achrona, if you wash netilas yadayim, there are opinions to say you wash netilas yadayim for a kezayis, which is what we do. But there are other opinions to say no, you can't make a bracha on the netilas yadayim unless you're having a kebetza. So therefore, the best eitzah here, if you want to be yotzi everybody, the Mishnah says, is to make sure that you eat a kebetza's worth of pas all the time. This way, you make the bracha on netilas yadayim up front without any problems, and you make the benching or the bracha achrona without any problems. And we learned all of this. Chanal b'simun kufin and ches if beis ayin sham. And now he says, now let's get back to our subject over here of the Seder night. The Mashikos of a Mechaber, Kizayis Kechatzi Beitza, the Mechaber's opinion from Tosos, that a Kizayis is a Chatzi Beitza, Lav Milsa Psik Dohi Bismanenu. This isn't clear nowadays, because he brings down the famous Tzlach, the Eish Me'achronim, and you see in the Sharet Zion, in Oz Dalid, this is the opinion of the Tzlach, and it's also later also from the Chasam Sofer, Shochichu, that they prove, the Beitzim HaMutsuim Bismanenu, or eggs nowadays, Niskatnu Harbe, Adla Mechza. They've shrunk in size, so they're actually half of the size of an egg in the times of the Gemara. And therefore, when the Chacham made up the shear of a kebetza, they were using their eggs, not our eggs. The issue footnote number 6 brings down various proofs to this that the Tzlach made. And it basically, you have to conclude that either our fingers got smaller or our eggs got smaller. He says it's much less likely that our fingers got smaller, and therefore it makes sense to say that the eggs got smaller. In any event, the Mishnah says, if you want to follow the Tzlach and the Chasam Sofer, that wherever the shear is of a Chatzi Beitza, you have to have a full Beitza to be the Kezayis nowadays, because our Kezayis is really a half of a Kebetza of those days, which is equal to a Kebetza nowadays. So our Kezayis is really the size of our kibetza nowadays. And in fact, he brings out, I'm the Shari Tshuva. We can see ourselves here in the Shari Tshuva, the very, very last line of the Shari Tshuva over here. Sheyesh l'chalik b'inyan bein shurim l'dover shechiv min ha-Torah l'dover shechiv chiyuv min l'rabon. K'mo gemor izman hazev afikom v'chosos. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah brings down from this Shari Tshuva, that we make a distinction over here. Do we follow the Tzlach or do you not follow the Tzlach, whether it's a derais or the rabonu? And the Shari Tshuva says, Chriya, he points out, Sheyesh l'chalik b'zeh linyan shiurim bein dover shechiv min ha-Torah, such as matzah, the dover shechiv min ha-Rabbanon. Kigon mara b'zman hazeh, which is only mid-Rabbanon, because Nebuch, we don't have the Korban Pesach, and the Afikomen, which is also mid-Rabbanon, because we're already Yotzei, the mitzvah of matzah with al-Achilas matzah, and the Dalit Kosas was all din-Rabbanon. And therefore, person, when he's eating matzah, should have a kebetza's worth of matzah when he's yotzi the mitzvah daraisa. But the mara, you can even get away with just eating a third of our eggs, and b'di'evet, you be yotzi, as we already explained, the chanal. And he says, looking more about this, more about this subject. The Yishu footnote number 6 brings down halach lemaisa, what are the practical sizes over here of the kezayis. Has some interesting gematrias according to some of the shiurim that say that it's 150 milligrams in gematria. That's kos hagun, which is 150, and it brings down that the share of Rav Chaim Noah, which is that it's 86.4 milligrams in gematria, is kos 86. Interesting. Anyway, look there for shiurim. Practically speaking, we say a revius today is somewhere between 2.8 and 5.1, and a kezias of bread. So if you're taking a piece of bread, roughly a challah roll, so 1/9 of a challah roll is 1/3 of a kveitza, and if you double that, then you get the shear of the tzlach, and if you take the half of a kveitza, then you have to have a little bit more, so it would be about half of a challah roll to get you roughly to the size of a kveitza, according to the most machmir position. The issue foot number 7 brings down that on the second night of Pesach, which is really midrabbanon, so Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down she'ein tzorach lahachmir. You don't have to be machmir on the second night for the larger shiurim if you can't do so. You can rely upon the smaller shiurim if you're not able to eat the larger amounts. The issue footnote number 8 brings down, legabe kezayis harishon, the first kezayis of matzah that we eat, one should be machmir on. Regarding to korech, you don't have to be machmir. And he doesn't mention this, but some are machmir to also have the afikomen to try to eat, because there are those that say that that's really what you're fulfilling the alachilis matzah on, even though you're not making the bracha on it then. So the minhag is by the afikomen to try to use the larger shiurim as well. We'll see momentarily, when you're measuring out these amounts, they're really volumes, and therefore you'll have to go and sometimes compress the item in order to get rid of the airspace from the volume measurements that we're talking about. But we'll see this in a second. Let's go weiter. The Ramah tells us now, you should eat it all at once and not slowly. In regards to the karpas and the moror, you have to go and compress it because it's a volume measurement, and if you don't compress the air, so to say, by pressing down on the leaves or the karpas or the moror, and you're going to have a smaller amount of the food because the airspace shouldn't be counted. And you have to have the share of the vegetable and not the air spaces in between them. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Beis says, when we said you shouldn't eat it slowly, so Ayin La'el Simin Tof Ayin Hei, but Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Tess, what we talked about, and that you must eat it within a shear of a Kedei Achilles Pras, but you should try to eat the entire Kezayis, ideally, all at once in your mouth, although you don't have to swallow it all at once. Sif Katan Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah says, the same thing would apply theoretically. If you have space in the matzah, you'd have to compress it. Our matzahs are hard. They used to have more softer matzos, so like a pita. So you have to press down if you have a soft matzah. But like our matzahs, where there is no space, so to say, in between them, they're not soft. Even if it is soft, and it's like a sponge, our matzahs nowadays don't have to be compressed. You can just look at them at the volume that they are. The issue footnote number 9 brings down a kula from Rav Chaim Volozhiner Zatzal, who says that if somebody really has difficulties with even the smaller shiurim, he could rely possibly upon this Rav Chaim Volozhiner Shita that you can use by the Zayis of our days, which is probably a smaller amount than all of the shiurim that we said in relation to the eggs. And that would be a bidyeved. Bidyeved, if somebody can't do this, at least try to fulfill the Shita of Rav Chaim Volozhiner. With this, we conclude Simin Tov Pei Vav, and now we go to Simin Tov Pei Zayin. This deals with the davening on Pesach. And now we begin Sif Aleph in the Mechaber. Seder Hayom, what's the order of davening on Pesach? So he's telling us about the Shemoneh Esrei. Arvis v'shachris u'mincha. We start, of course, with Mariv, then we go to Shachris, then we go to Mincha that we're talking about. We'll get to Musaf eventually. So Arvis v'shachris u'mincha, Omer Sholosh Rishonos. You have the regular three, first brachos of the Shemoneh Esrei, Mogin Avram, Chayim Esim, Ata Kodosh, and those are never changed. Sometimes slight insertions in them, but those are inviolate. And likewise, the Shalosh Achronos. You have Ritzei, you have Modim, and you have Sim Shalom. So those three brachos, also inviolate. Again, sometimes insertions in them. So the first three and the last three brachos are the regular, and then you have the one bracha that we say, Uktusha Sayom Be'emtza. That deals with the Yontif itself that you're dealing with on Pesach. Of course, you'll mention Chagamatzos, etc. And he says this middle bracha, he tells us it's Ata Bechatanu, Bechule, the Nusach that we're familiar with, Batit Elon Hashem Lekinus Yom Chag HaMatzos Hazeh, which again we're familiar with, as Yom Tov Mikra Kodesh Hazeh, again that's not the Girsa that we have, we'll talk about this in a moment in the Mishnah Berurah, and he continues and he says, from the Ramah of Ayin Lekamen and Sif Tov Tzad, the Sif Gimel, that what that Nusach exactly is. Now let's see the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Aleph, where he brings down Uminogenu Lomar Es Yom Chag HaMatzos Hazeh. We don't stop there, but we say Zman Cheruseinu Mikra Kodesh V'chulei. So that's our Girsa, which is found in our Sidurim. He adds, "Ein omim bi'ava mikra kodesh," which we do say on Shabbos, but we don't say it over here, bi'ava, the second time, sharei kvar omru v'atitin lanu Hashem lekenu bi'ava mo'adim l'simcha. So, we don't say it a second time. We'll see in a moment why. When it comes out on Shabbos, we do say it, and that's why you always have the insertions that we have for Shabbos special. So it says Bi'ava, Yeshomim Shomim Shtepam in Bi'ava, and this is brought down the name of the Achronim. The issue footnote number one explains beautifully why there's a difference between Shabbos and Yontif saying the word Ava twice. So he brings down from the Levush. Ba'ava Rishon, the first time we mention Ava, that's going Musav ala Torah via mitzvos, bichlalusam shekiblu bi'ava. We accepted the Torah and the mitzvos bi'ava. That's in general. However, once we started hearing the details, pirut ha-mitzvos, so we got a little bit nervous about this, and that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to, so to say, put the har kegigis, he had to hold the mountain over us and say, if you accept it, fine. That's why we didn't really accept it bi'ava once we started to find out some of the details, and we had to re-accept it by Purim. So therefore, in regard to all the general mitzvos like yontiv, we don't say ava the second time because it wasn't accepted with such ava. But Shabbos was before, we accepted Shabbos before Matan Torah. And therefore, that we accepted, we didn't have to have Kofa Aleim Har Kigigis. And therefore, we can say on Shabbos, Ava the second time as well. What a beautiful explanation. Now we go weiter. The Chabad continues and he says, Zman Cheiruseinu, we add that to our Nusach as well. And he says, we add V'hasienu, another paragraph that we're familiar with, and we conclude V'chose Mekadish Yisrael V'yatzmanim, and we end off with the Chasima that Mekadish Yisrael V'yatzmanim. There's a very famous Torah Tmim over here, the son of the Orach HaShulchan, Rav Mordechai Epstein. So he wrote and says that this was a printer's error. It wasn't supposed to be Mekadish Yisrael V'yatzmanim. It was supposed to be Mekadish Yisrael, and the printer put in, aired in Pesach, aired in Shavuos, aired in Sukkos, the Zmanim. But that's not really accepted, and the girsa that we have over here is the proper girsa, Mekadish Yisrael v'yatzmanim. We say just the generic term zmanim. Mishbur explains this in Kotten Beis. The Imam of Mekadish Yisrael v'ad, if you didn't add the zmanim, lo yotza, you're not fulfilling your obligation. And the claim of Shabbos, like was on Shabbos, in law of Mekadish Shabbos, Mekadish Yisrael, and you didn't mention the Shabbos, gam kin lo yotza, because you have to mention the Shabbos, you have to mention the yontiv, that's part of the nusach of the bracha. Even though, even though you already mentioned Shabbos in Yoshmon Esrei, likewise, even though you already mentioned Yontif in Yoshmon Esrei, if you didn't specify at the conclusion about Shabbos or Yontif, you're not Yotze. And this is true both by the Kiddush as well as by Tzlusa, it means Yoshmon Esrei. The issue footnote number two brings down what happens if a person by accident davened the weekday Shmon Esrei on Yontif. So we already learned previously on Shabbos, if you mentioned the Ma'or Shal Shabbos, you Yotzi B'dievet, because you technically could say the weekday Shmon Esrei on Shabbos. The rabbis just gave us a break, so to say. So to on Yontif, if you said Yalav Yavo, then you would be Yotzi if you said the weekday Shmon Esrei. Dirshu foot number three brings down, if you ended off Mekadish or Shabbos by Kiddush of Yontif, are you Yotzi or not? So he says, Im niskali acha shigar berak gamecha shechiyanu. If you already made the shechiyanu afterwards, so then the Piskei Tshuva brings down that you have to go back and make the Kiddush again, but you don't have to repeat the shechiyanu again. The issue footnote number four brings down in Inyan Hadlokas Neros, when the woman lights the candles. If she says on Yontif, by accident, Ladik Ner Shal Shabbos, so Yal Yashiv Zatzal brings down, Shadino Kamo Betvilo V'yoliotzo. She's just like in the Shmon Esrei, we're not Yotzei. If you say Shabbos and don't mention Yontif, so too by lighting the candles, you're not Yotzei. And this is also the opinion of Rav Pinchas Scheinberg Zatzal. With this, we conclude today's shir.